Title: White House Report and Department of Justice Ohio Health Settlement Underscore Continued Focus on Healthcare Industry and Providers Contracting Practices. Content: On June 18, 2026, the White House Council of Economic Advisors published a report, CEA report, outlining the impacts of a nationwide ban on anti-steering, anti-tiering, and all-or-nothing contracting provisions in payer-provider contracts. 1. The CEA report was issued just 2 days after the Department of Justice filed a proposed settlement with Ohio Health, which voided similar contract terms in Ohio Health's payer contracts and prohibited the system from seeking such provisions in the future. The settlement and the CEA report highlight this administration's continued focus on addressing competitive issues in the healthcare industry and scrutinizing provider contracting practices. United States v. Ohio Health Corporation T.H. DOJ filed its complaint against Ohio Health in February 2026, alleging that the system, which owns and manages 16 hospitals as well as outpatient facilities and physician groups, leveraged its alleged market power in the Greater Columbus area to 1. Force commercial payers to contract on an all-or-nothing basis, and 2. Extract alleged anti-competitive contractual terms from payers. Specifically, the DOJ alleged that Ohio Health's contracts required Ohio Health be included in every network at the most favored benefit level, barred payers from financially incentivizing their members to use lower-cost providers, and prevented payers from informing members of price differences between Ohio Health and other providers. The DOJ argued these contracting practices effectively barred payers from offering certain health plans designed to reduce costs, such as narrow networks, tiered networks, centers of excellence, site-of-service steering, and reference-based pricing, including by requiring payers to include Ohio Health in essentially all offered networks at the most favored benefit level, and providing truthful cost information and steering guidance to members. 2. The DOJ claimed that these contracting practices violated Section 1 of the Sherman Act and Ohio's state antitrust statute because they reduced plan choices and increased patients' premiums and out-of-pocket costs. As Ohio Health's motion to dismiss was pending, the parties notified the court they had settled and filed a proposed judgment. Under the proposed judgment, Ohio Health must cease using contract terms that prohibit, deter, prevent, or penalize steering, steered plans, or pricing transparency. 3. The proposed judgment also prohibits Ohio Health from seeking any such terms in the future, as well as any contract provisions that require Ohio Health always be placed in the most preferred tier of benefit designs, though it may still seek placement in that tier. To ensure compliance, Ohio Health is required to 1. Provide notice of the proposed judgment to contracting payors, 2. Engage a monitor chosen by the DOJ to oversee Ohio Health's compliance with the proposed judgment, and 3. Provide quarterly reports to the monitor for 5 years. Although the DOJ's competitive impact statement explaining the proposed settlement and following notice and comment period is still forthcoming, the DOJ emphasized the speed of the settlement, reposting an article on X that touted the swift win as a pivotal moment for regulatory enforcement in the U.S. healthcare sector and a lesson for hospitals nationwide. 4. The speed and willingness to settle the case reflects this administration's broader strategy to quickly enter into settlements that it believes resolve antitrust concerns. The CEA Report. 5. The CEA report is the second research report published by the White House Council of Economic Advisors in as many months regarding healthcare pricing. 6. The report, which analyzes the impact of contracting practices like those allegedly used by Ohio Health, concludes that prohibiting all-or-nothing, anti-steering, and anti-tiering contracting would save significantly on healthcare costs, allegedly reducing hospital and affiliated physician prices by 18%. With a plausible range of 11 to 26%, averaging $4.100 per inpatient admission. Similarly, the report estimates that employer-sponsored health premiums could likewise fall by roughly 6.5% in markets directly affected by such contracting provisions, which could yield national savings of roughly $45 billion per year. The report, Sue.